This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Bart, let's just go ahead right now with, you know, those who said we were hating yesterday.
Oh.
Well, let's just go ahead. I'm going to give you the phone number, everybody. It's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yeah. Because we got so many people that yesterday, and we were just trying to speak some truth about how we felt about Jimmy Butler and that game one performance and what he's done and how everybody was just suddenly putting him on this pedestal and making him out to be a top five player, some people even said, and all that
Vince
stuff.
Carter.
And we were like, listen, like, he's a really good player. But I don't know if he's all that. Well, last night, I mean, that was a beatdown. I know he got 29. I understand he got 29 points. But he was also minus 20. Yeah. And his team at home got run out of the gym. They were down by 34 points in this game as the Celtics got whole. Oh, by the way, you add the defensive player of the year back into your lineup. Yeah, big difference all of a sudden. And now that series is even, one game to one. So, I mean, I just want everybody that was mad yesterday because we wouldn't put Jimmy Butler on this sudden pedestal of a great player in the current game. And we never said he wasn't good. We just, he's not that, what all you guys are saying. Some people are even saying, I'd rather him than Steph Curry. Like, what? Is he the best player in the playoffs right now? What? So all of you that were mad, you got your chance to call us and explain to us why you still feel the way you feel after last night. Because Bart said it after game one was over. He said, I know the Celtics lost, but I feel like they're going to win this series, and you saw why, physically why. They're just longer, they're deeper, and you saw that on display yesterday, last night. The Celtics look like that team, and the Heat and Jimmy Butler look like exactly what we thought they were. It's a hard-working team. Jimmy Butler is a really good player, but he ain't all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a slight, man. First of all, man, they need to turn some more lights on in there because you look like you're in a hostage video.
Yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, that. Well, there's no TV today because of the PGA Championship, so I'm just sitting here just chilling out. I'll actually be here all night. The Western Conference Finals Game 2 tonight that I'll be doing the studio work for. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm just keeping it low profile right now.
That's what's up, man. But listen, yeah, man. We told you that the Heat was fortunate that they had that outstanding quarter where you can tell they missed the experience of Smart. They missed the experience of Al Horford.
Yes, they did.
Just simply because they couldn't calm them down in the heat of the storm. The eye of the hurricane is always calmest in the center, and they panicked. And they had turnover after turnover, and then the momentum, and you're on the road, then the crowd gets into it, and guys start hitting shots and buckets that they normally wouldn't hit. And, you know, Jimmy Buckets, you know, quite frankly, took advantage of the situation, which is what a good player is supposed to be. But it was less fish out there now that, you know, Pickett was at the bench and, you know, White can have his baby. You know what I mean? I told you they didn't need him.
That's now right. It's okay?
No, I told you they didn't need him.
Baby's coming early, by the way. That was the word.
The baby's coming early.
Mm-hmm.
Did the baby come yesterday?
I didn't get that update.
Yeah, see, he should have played. See what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a different story for a different time. You know, it's just my observation. You know what I mean? You look at Grant Williams, you know, comes in and he's able to be plus 37. I mean, Smart. They barely had any guys that, you know, that gave him bad minutes. It was amazing. And, you know, I think this is what we're going to get more of the same when both of these teams are whole. Even if you add Kyle Lowry to it, that's another small dude that can be taken advantage of that's going to make you smaller and weaker when you're talking about crashing the boards.
Yeah, and it wasn't just that. So I'll give you a stat. And this is all Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Marcus Smart, who didn't play in game one, did play in game two, was the final defender on Jimmy Butler on 37 of 67 plays when Butler was on the court. So basically half the time. In that time, Jimmy Butler attempted just 5 field goals on those possessions. So that's like, you know, he did the job. They forced other people to beat them, and that, of course, is the narrative. Oh, Bam's got to do more. Like, it's all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't just Marcus Smart. Remember, it was also the return of Al Horford. So the Celtics in game one were missing two of their five starters. And it showed in that third quarter, which, by the way, you mentioned that. Do you know the Celtics have won every quarter but that one third quarter now in two games?
Yeah.
So they have dominated this series. It was one terrible quarter that got away from them in game one. But as Marcus Smart talks about, you had him, you had Al Horford, and that's a different looking Celtics team.
How does Al Horford change the way that you guys defend, and what was the difference that he brought between game one and game two?
His energy. I mean, Al is, I'm going to be, what, he 35, 36, and he's still moving like he's 22. You know, that's been an advantage for us. You know, he's an athletic long guy who can get out and switch onto those smaller, quicker guards. And it really, you know, keeps our defense compact, and it's not really a mismatch that teams can really try to go after, especially with me and Al on the floor. And that's big for us. Al has always been big for it. He's a great leader. He's a great vet. And that's what we expect from Al.
I mean, that's both of them. They just kind of calm everything down. They bring that defensive punch, and they don't let themselves get punked like they did in game one. And that's certainly what happened there. All right, that's Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Bart.
Can I put a missing persons report out there?
Four.
Anybody seen Bam Adebayo?
Oh, well, that's Stephen A. was saying that too. Yeah, I mean,
like, he wants to be considered one of the best players under 25. You can't be doing a Houdini. You can't have it.
He took three shots in 29 minutes.
That's what happens when you got an athletic big arm. You got a guy that makes him work underneath. You know, you think
they take away the paint.
Yeah,
that's what happens. You take away the paint. You know, and how about the Celtics? 51% from the field, 50% from three, and 91% from the free throw line. You talk about an immaculate game. I mean, damn. Like that. Like, I thought the Heat played defense. They did not. This game, and it's just, look, could this be an anomaly too? By the way, we've had blowout after blowout after blowout in these playoffs. I mean, can we get to some close games again? Because I'm certainly missing it. But, Bart, it's all Straight Talk, but Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. We asked for it. We're getting it. The people want to talk to us about Jimmy Butler. You want to do it?
Absolutely.
I think we should start.
I want to smoke.
We should start in Florida first. All right, Mike, let us have it.
Yo, what's up, Bart? Hey, man.
Anaheim, what's up?
Y'all just keep the same energy after game three, and y'all need to worry about when Keyshawn and Jay Will mop y'all up.
Okay. I'm real worried about that. I'm really worried about that, Mike. I'm worried about that.
Yeah,
I really
y'all
am.
Worry about that. Y'all worry about that.
I am. You know what you need to worry about?
Yo, why are you in your feelings?
Yo, Mike, you need to worry about a gentleman's sweep coming. That's what you need to worry about.
And the Heat finna win game three.
Are they? How come? How? How are they winning game three, Mike? Give me what's going to happen. What's going to change?
Come on, bro. I know for a fact we wasn't going to win two games in a row. Like, come on, bro. Y'all know that. But so, listen. Y'all keep the same energy. I'm going to call y'all back.
Please
listen,
do.
They beat Boston. Yeah, listen, they beat Boston, and we had the same energy. Listen, just so you know.
No, y'all didn't, bro. Everybody been hating on us, bro.
Nobody's hating.
Ain't a lot, Bart. Probably maybe not you that much, but all the other analysts, bro, they ain't give us no chance to win. But after game three, I'm going to call back. It's going to be a different game.
We're going to have a line open for you.
Yeah,
listen.
Mike.
For sure, bro.
And just so you know, Mike, I had the Heat winning. I watched game one. I had them winning the series before. And I watched game one. I said, this is a bad matchup.
They still can win the series. Bart,
anybody can win.
Of course they can win the series.
Anybody can win.
At the end of the day, it's basketball. It ain't football. You feel me?
Yeah, I think if they want to have
not
a better chance,
sorry team, like
Mike. I mean, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday. Mike's just emotional.
Yeah,
because he doesn't. You know, he feels like I love
he's
this idea of
heart,
hate.
Yeah.
It's not. When have we said
just
that they suck? We've never said the Heat suck. No, it's just you saw it after game one, Bart. You said it, and I'm glad you said it because when you said it, I was like, yeah, I was watching the game. I had that same feeling. Like, man, Boston's just better than this team.
They're going to have to really consider, I don't know what he got left, how he's feeling, but Markieff Morris is going to have to play in this series.
Because
he's a big athletic big that can shoot and open up the court, who can get high from three. He's 6'9", he's physical. They need some more dogs out there, man, because when you got, you know, Williams out there, you got,
And I don't know what happened to Duncan Robinson. Like, the guy can't make a shot. Like, he's become persona non grata on this team.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
They've stripped him of his manhood. You know what I mean?
It's like, wild. Let's get some more.
Yes,
let's get some more. So how about Ryan in Texas? Ryan.
Hey, hush. Hey, yeah, all I want to say is, you know, Jimmy Butler is kind of like out there by himself. You know, he's got his teammates get crossed up so bad that they're crab walking. It looks like they're crab walking out there. I mean, you look at all the greats, you know, including Michael Jordan, you know, how many championships did he win without Pippen? You know, he's got to have somebody out there helping him out, you know.
But what happened in game one? Why wasn't this a conversation after game one when it was one quarter that decided the game? One quarter. Why wasn't that the same conversation, Ryan? That's what I'm saying. Like, why all of a sudden is it, let's just start crushing Bam Adebayo when nobody said a word after game one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good quarter. You're right. And the Celtics are just a better team, but we're talking about a player. You know, you can't dog Butler for his team.
Who's dogging him? But nobody dog. See, that's the thing, Ryan. I appreciate you, man. But you understand? Like, nobody's dogging him.
We said he was a star.
What we didn't understand is that after game one, these conversations, like, there were people saying, "I'd rather have him in a playoff game than Steph Curry." Like, whoa! Like, where are we going with this? He's really good, but do we need to go there with it? That's all I was saying. Everybody got mad at me, like I was hating on him.
I get that, but then what happens with Steph Curry when Draymond isn't there? What happens when Klay isn't there?
They're
barely getting into the playoffs and getting bounced.
He still gets his buckets.
He never got bounced from the playoffs yet. He got bounced in the finals. When Draymond got suspended
Cavs. He's talking about the play-in last year with Memphis.
Play-in? Man, that doesn't count.
That team wasn't playing for the play-in.
Like when his two other stars aren't there, Draymond is there.
Bam is there. Everybody's whole. They're there. They're not hurt.
Number one seed in the East. Like, come on.
Like, they're not hurt. Like, Tyler Hero was still there. Bam Adebayo played, right?
Let others get some. Ryan, we appreciate you. Again, I mean, look, if Jimmy in game three has another 40-point performance and they win the game, I welcome you all to come back to this. But I'm telling you, I do not feel this. Dylan's in Long Island. Dylan.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Listen, the guy from Texas just now stole my take. Like, I was literally just about to say, Jimmy Butler, I'm not even a Heat fan. I'm a Knicks fan, unfortunately. Jimmy Butler is the greatest player in the playoffs right now. There's nobody better. I would take him over Steph Curry in a heartbeat. You got to remember, Tyler Hero is not Klay Thompson. Bam Adebayo is not Draymond Green.
But I don't understand. What
they had the number one. They had the number one seed. So they were good enough to give them the number one seed. So what
now
are we talking about?
Now all of a sudden, they're not good players.
The Suns were the number one regular season. Completely different. It's basketball. It's just like the one guy said, not football. Regular season, the Suns were the number one. Look what happened. I'm not talking about seed or nothing. We're talking about Jimmy Butler right now in the playoffs. I'm taking Jimmy Butler over anybody.
Man, come on.
If he has the squad, like, come okay. The Celtics right now, the chemistry they have had with Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart for 3 years, that's bound to happen. Stephen Curry,
what are you talking
team?
About?
Come on, man, that's bound to happen.
All right, so we're going, this conversation's really more about individuals than anything else, right? Like, and we're not doing
that's
it.
That's what we're talking about, Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler
is a better player than Steph Curry. That's what you're saying.
Well, he's saying right now.
Steph Curry is a better player, but right now, in this moment in time. Right now in the playoffs, I'm taking Jimmy over Steph Curry.
You're taking him going against Atlanta and Philly. Yeah. Oh, okay, got you.
But Dylan,
Steph has Klay and Draymond.
How does Klay look? Does Klay look like he's half of the player he's been?
No.
Does Klay look like Klay?
I'm taking a back seat.
Did you remember?
Right,
he's still making fourth quarter shot. What happened to James?
Oh, okay, man. Klay's been struggling.
Game six happens one time in the series.
We got more people to get to.
Before I let
Dylan go, though, I got to ask you, though. Dylan, you said you're a Knicks fan. How hard is it to watch this series?
I'm about to switch teams, bro. I'm going to keep it. I'm personally trying to move to Miami, so I may become a Miami fan myself at this point.
You can't be a Knicks fan if you could become a Heat. Like, these are the two teams that you – the last two teams you want to watch play in the conference finals. You're a Knicks fan of these two teams. You know what I mean? It makes you sick. But listen, I don't blame you. Trust me. I understand. And if I could move to South Beach,
right,
I would do the same.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
I
hear you. Hey, listen, like, I had to add that part to it, Barb, because as a Knicks fan, these are two of your biggest rivals. These are two teams. The last thing you want to do is watch these two teams play. But they're there, and you're not. All right. Coming up in 30 seconds, we'll continue with your calls on this because a lot of people want that smoke, Barb. We're not hating on Jimmy Butler. We're trying to be realists. We're just trying to be realists about this. Please understand. But you want to talk to us about it? So Talk to us about it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, do want to tell you that ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned, like a jet ski that we're going to make Keyshawn and Jay Will take up the East River, find out if that can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We will return to the calls momentarily, but we do have another playoff game tonight, and that is the Western Conference Finals, Game 2. And it is the Warriors and the Mavs, and the Warriors won Game 1 handily. They were very comfortable. They shut down Luka Doncic. And now the over-under on Luka for tonight, Bart, is 31.5. Would you take the over-under on Luka tonight, 31.5 points in the game?
Yeah, I'll take the over. Yeah, because I'm looking at Luka's going to come back with a vengeance. He's going to get his. And I think they're fine with him getting his. They're just going to make sure that Brunson doesn't get his, Fitty Smith doesn't get off. And I think that he'll get guys in foul trouble because he'll be uber aggressive, not selling so much for the fadeaway. He'll try and get into early offense too, not let Golden State get an opportunity to set up their defense.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's all they've been doing.
And you know, Golden State, every other game, they're going to turn the ball over 37 times.
They do that a lot, and it's maddening. But, you know, Steph Curry talked about this with George Sedano yesterday, who's on the coverage with me on ESPN Radio's coverage of the Western Conference Finals, which you'll hear tonight on most ESPN radio stations. And Curry talked about the challenge it is to defend Luka Doncic.
He's special. He controls the possession. He has the ball in his hands a ton. He's able to create for himself and others. So I feel like even if he would have made a couple more shots and still got to 30, we would have still felt good about the way that we defended him, and that has to be the same every game that we play. He's capable of getting his numbers on anybody. We know that. He's demonstrated that, but trying to keep everybody else in check, but also making him work.
Make him work is the biggest part. The Suns let him just score, right? Yep. Like they were content on letting him score and taking everybody else out of it. Then when that series shifted to Dallas, those role players suddenly were making the shots that they weren't making on the road. The Warriors have to keep an eye certainly on that. Full interview, by the way, with Steph Curry, with George Sedano talking to Steph Curry, will be, again, tonight, the NBA Countdown on ESPN Radio. I'll be part of the coverage along with Mark Kescher and PJ Carlismo as well. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. More smoke coming to us, Bart. I want to talk to Hayden in Jacksonville, though. Hayden, what's up?
You know, you guys said something right before you started talking about the Western Conference Finals that really struck a chord with me. Said you wanted to be realist about the Jimmy Butler thing. So I'm going to keep it real with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it real with you. Around here, around in Jacksonville, you know, 80% of people are Heat fans. Not a lot of Magic fans in Jacksonville, at least from, you know, my experiences. And all these Heat fans have been telling me for the past 2 weeks how Jimmy Butler is the second coming of Jesus Christ. They sit here and they say, Jimmy Butler is better. I would take Jimmy Butler right now over any player in the NBA. I've heard a million people tell me that.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my dad. We were driving home from my old high school football spring game last night. We were talking about this exact thing. And I said, what do you think about Jimmy Butler? And I agree 100% with what he said. He said he is right below. He's the second tier. Perfect. You got like LeBron, Tatum, all those guys, you know, those select KD,
I got you.
Curry, those stuff. He's the second tier. He's a maybe second team all NBA. More likely third team guy. And I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Anyone who tries to sit here and claim that he's better than Jason Tatum or Luka or Steph Curry, I think is full of crap. That's all.
Hayden, great call, my man. I mean,
that's hot fire right there. It's not disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Oh, he's second tier. It's like, let's do quarterbacks in the NFL, Bart. Give me a really good quarterback who's just not a top tier quarterback, but he's really good.
Derek Carr.
There you go. He's really
Derek Carr.
Good.
He's Derek Carr.
I mean, he's
just got paid.
Derek
the bag.
Carr hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl though. At least Jimmy's gotten to a Super Bowl. Like he's really
okay,
good.
Okay, I'm not gonna disrespect him and call him Jimmy G.
He's not Jimmy G. No.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. He's better than that. I'm gonna disrespect him like that. Yo, unfortunately, the second tier in football don't go to the championship.
No, but that's kind of the point. He's really good.
Yeah, he's not Matthew Stafford.
He sucks.
Like, who could he be? And this is it's no shame in that. Right, you got a lot of guys right there. He would be what you would consider on most teams. He should be your Robin.
All right, let's continue. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to San Antonio. We got Roy. What's happening, Roy?
Man, oh, my God. I'm driving down the highway in my truck right now, losing my mind because all these people in Miami are saying Jimmy Butler is this and that. I'm like, how consistent is Jimmy Butler? You want to take him over Seth Curry? Are you kidding me? Dude, he's playing good, okay? But he can't do it by himself. Michael Jordan couldn't do it. Magic couldn't do it. You got to have other people step up.
It's true.
Everybody, my God, Miami, take a breath. Give the man some time. Let them get some more people because somebody, they need to help him. He can't do it by himself. Okay, yeah. Miami, stop. So maybe come to Miami in my truck, okay?
Roy, drive safe. Good to hear from you. I love it. Roy brings the heat, too. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're getting. I think this is great. We got callers now battling each other. This is what we want today on a Friday.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, listen, man. Because this is not just us, man. We just listen. We are neutral observers in this whole thing.
I actually think I love Jimmy Butler as a player.
Love his
attitude,
tweeted
at
love
me, they're
his
like,
grit.
If he was on the Knicks, you would say he's like, I wouldn't say he's better than anyone, but I would love to have him. Of course I'd love to have. I know Tom Thibodeau would love to have him. Like, I would love to have him. That's not what this is about. This is about what I heard. I'm reacting to what other people said. You want to get mad at me, man, get mad at the people that took it too far.
He's not even better than Dame. Like, you would take Dame Lillard before him.
Talk about a guy that performed in the playoffs. Talk about a guy that performed in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying, Bart. All right, we'll continue with these calls because we've got a lot of passion already going here on a Friday. But also coming up, I want to ask you this question, Bart. Is LeBron missing the game more than the game is missing him right now? And we'll discuss why next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Get your calls here in a moment. So the Celtics they just blew out the Heat in Miami, by the way, in game two, 127-102. They get back Marcus Smart, they get back Al Horford, they're whole, and they looked it. Dominant game for them. It really flipped when they took Robert Williams out, they put in Grant Williams, and then you could just see the toughness. They were taking away space, frustrating. The Heat couldn't make a three. They couldn't miss. The Celtics shot, how about 50-50-90? 50 from the field, 50 from the three-point line, and then 90. It was insane. Like, just had themselves a game, and it was impressive. Now, tonight, you've got game two of the Western Conference Finals. Can Luka Doncic and the Mavs bounce back after they were, talk about a lockdown. The Warriors was more about their defense than anything in game one. as they won the first game of the series, and the Warriors now looking to take a commanding 2-0 lead in the series tonight. Game tips off at 9. Full coverage starts 8:30 on ESPN Radio. I'll be part of that coverage. I'm looking forward to it. We will get to your calls, but LeBron, I just gave it away. Bart, I want to read you a couple of tweets from LeBron yesterday that when I read them, and a lot of people were thinking the same thing. It's like, interesting. He tweeted, it's a weird feeling to feel so alone sometimes. And then he added another tweet, but sometimes you just want to be alone.
Don't he got a bunch of kids? Are you ever alone when you got all them kids?
Well, I was looking deeper into this.
Oh, you going deep.
Well, I mean, part of me feels like...
Is AD making him feel lonely? Is the Brody making him feel lonely?
I think watching the playoffs, because he tweets a ton about the games.
Yeah, didn't he lose?
Remember what I said about this series, the Celtics Heat series? Remember I said it kind of lacks sizzle. There's no real, like, headliner. There's no KD. There's no Giannis. Like, Jason Tatum is an up-and-coming player, but outside of the boundaries of basketball, not a lot of people know. Like, I'll put it this way, and again, I love basketball. Like, I had people in New York who were like, you don't talk enough baseball. Nobody cares. There's no New York team in the playoffs. I love basketball, so I'm going to talk about basketball. It's what I do. But I'm looking at it, thinking to myself, I wonder if people who are more casual sports fans are tuning into the Eastern Conference Finals because it's, you know, like, you're not a basketball fan. You're not a diehard basketball fan. You're sort of just going to check in, but are you really tuned in? TNT did a great number for Game 1. Why? Steph Curry.
Yeah.
The Warriors. Luka Doncic.
And Luka. Like national
people know,
appeal.
Yeah, it's just there's appeal there. There's sizzle. It's not the same with this series. It doesn't mean it's not a good series. It doesn't mean it won't be a good series. I'm just saying that it's just for regular people. And in this business, it matters. Ratings matter. People caring. People watching. That all matters. But LeBron not being in the playoffs at all, it's not great for the NBA. It's not, you know, it's not. Like, it's better for the NBA when he's involved because so many people care. Whether they love him or hate him, they care. So, I mean, is the game missing him? He seems like he's missing it.
Yeah.
Is the game missing him?
I think the game is a little bit. I mean, because like you said, well, not so much in the Western Conference because you have Steph Curry who may not – he's a tad underneath as far as popularity under LeBron James. But people, casual fans know who – you know, the baby assassin is and what he's done for the game.
Right.
It's just on the other side, it's just tough. And you used to experience this a little bit when it was like a series where the Pistons were playing, right? Because, people were like, Chauncey Billups, they're like, who's their star? They don't know who it is. Rip Hamilton with the man with the mask. And it feels like that because Jason Tatum has really not announced himself on the stage yet. And we haven't seen him with the big shoe deals. You know, John Morant right now is probably more popular in the league than Jason Tatum.
I don't think that's crazy to say.
He's understated. He's quiet.
It's just popularity.
More people know Zion. It's not basketball skill.
It has nothing to do with basketball. That's what a lot of people are going to get. Again, more people are going to get mad about this.
Yeah.
But I'm making a point. Here's your point. Ready?
Brand name.
TNT announced that game one, they averaged 6.5 million viewers. The largest audience for a conference final opener in 4 years. Do you know when the last time they had an audience bigger than that for game one of the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, probably with the Lakers.
No. Golden State, again, they go back to when Golden State played Dame Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers, and that got 7.3 million viewers.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's the stars are who
sells. Steph Matos.
Steph and Dame, they matter.
Yeah.
People care. You know them. Like a casual fans, wow, I'm watching that dude. Like, I'm watching that. Steph Curry, I'm watching it. Like, so basketball fans don't care about this stuff. This is more of just casual people. Like, it does matter. And I know we've got ESPN, ABC, we've got the Celtics Heat series. I didn't see any announcements about ESPN going like, oh, this is a great, oh, yeah, we did a terrific game one. Right? I haven't seen that. So you only put that stuff out there when you've done really well. So it's just a reality. And I wonder, the league, as much as we might be tired of LeBron in the finals. Every year it was LeBron versus, and then it became Warriors versus LeBron. It just, can we get somebody else? Okay, we got other people. Yeah. Is it the same? That's all I'm saying. So let's see if this series, because it doesn't help to have a blowout either. Yeah. I mean, Celtics up 34, click.
It needs to be compelling. It needs to be a great game if you're not going to have the guys that people saw. Nobody's tuning in. Oh, man, I can't wait to see Jimmy Butler.
Well, how
play
do you
tonight.
Sell stars? Stars are sold by their performances and by their magnetism.
Or brands. Sometimes franchise matters.
You talk about
fan size, right? Yeah. You hope that more people know them because simply the brand in which they play with.
Yeah. All right. So we'll continue this conversation again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of people, Bart, want to talk about this. We will get to your calls coming up next. But first, Bart, tell us about Straight Talk.
Cutting the price of your wife's bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn. Now it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Bart, let's keep talking to the people about this. Let's continue. A lot of people also want to talk about the other series as well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot going on. But first, we go to Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's happening with you?
I just want to focus on the facts. And the facts are is the Celtics just beat Giannis and the Bucks, mm-hmm. right? Jimmy Butler is no Giannis. You can talk all you want that he's good. I mean, I like Jimmy. He's a young guy, up and comer, who's not this entitled like some of these other guys. You know, I like him, but he's not as good as the teams the Celtics have already beat. I mean, I think that the Celtics would have swept had it not been for them just playing a 7-game series and having two guys out. And that's my take, guys.
I mean, you do have to look at who they've taken on. Kevin Durant and the Nets, and then Giannis and the Bucks, the defending champs, and beating them and winning that huge game, road game 6. I mean, there's a lot that you have to put into that series when you think about it, right? What they were able to do in the previous series, and now they Bart called it after game 1 when they lost. He's like, I don't know. Bart wanted picked the Heat and then looked at that game 1 and went, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no way they're going to win 4 games.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how against that team, as long as they stay healthy and have all their pieces. Matthew's in Maine. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I'll be quick with my two comments. Number one, I'm going to piggyback off what my friend from Massachusetts just said. The Celtics are not going to lose a game in this series moving forward. They're
too
good.
Think this is going to be a gentleman's sweep? They're going to win four.
Gentleman's
sweep. Three more.
They let them win. Have a first game.
Wow.
Celtics go forward.
Very confident.
Second okay. projection.
Yep.
Dallas mirrors the Celtics tonight. Golden State got the first game. Luka takes it very personally. You know, he's such an amazing player. If you look in the regular season, they took Dallas took 3 out of 4. I know Golden State had some injuries there. Mm-hmm. But I see tonight, I'm going to project this, Dallas in six.
Oh. Bart, how are we feeling about that?
I want to bet him on that one. I want a friendly bet between me and him. I'm trying to get some extra cheese for my taco.
there is something about Luka, and he's
championship
been.
Pedigree, though. These dudes have been there.
I think the Warriors also have multiple things they can throw at you defensively. Like, when Kidd makes the adjustment, they'll have another adjustment. Like there's, I just feel like they have that versatility defensively against Luka. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what Jason Kidd does going into this game because he is a mastermind. There's no doubt about that. We're back in 10 seconds. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Get to your calls here in a moment. Bart and I were supposed to be on the morning show today, right, Bart? We were asked to, help prop them up as normal, help them. Like, we're always asked to help them. And
footprints.
We weren't able to make it happen schedule-wise, so we didn't. So while we weren't there, what great friends always do is talk about you behind your back.
You know what Alan Hahn is? He's really tall for no reason.
What do you mean he's really tall? What do you mean he's really tall for no reason?
My mommy said, like, that's a big waste of tall.
Really? Oh, that's a good one. I never heard that before. Big waste of tall like that.
Like I used to tell my man, Ryan Hollins, I tell him, I say, man, you just big for no reason.
It's empty inches right there around, huh?
That's like empty calories. Now we got empty inches.
Whoa. Hey, I use all the inches you can get out here. I'm walking around 7 feet just because. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Phrasing?
Let me explain one thing, and you can ask a lot of my friends. There's no such thing as empty inches from me. I'll just leave it like that.
Phrasing.
How's Evan, Lord of the Rings, look like how little baby Lord of the Rings, though, even get involved in anything that deal with height?
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
You can put him on a chain like the Ludacris video. Like you put like he'd be the you carry him around as a charm.
If you wrap Evan up in Velcro and we could just throw him up, like we can just have like an Evan tossing contest to do alongside of all the other festivities that we have at this game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
See again, Freddie. Now, by the way, Freddie is supposed to be the referee. You heard Freddie Coleman's voice.
Yep.
He was hosting. Freddie is the so-called impartial.
Site.
Yeah, neutral referee for this game.
Yeah, By the way, Freddie the other day and his lovely wife.
Oh, no. Love him. His wife is lovely. But who's getting the cheap laughs?
Mm-hmm.
If Scott Foster is hanging out with Luka before he referees Mavericks Suns.
Mm-hmm.
You think Chris Paul's not looking at that going, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like if somebody put a picture out of Ed Malloy and Zach Zarba hanging out with Steph Curry, you don't think like Jason Kidd would be looking like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So we're going to just pretend like this is not stacked up against us, like as if it's not all against us. The body shaming thing, by the way, that's a new low for Keyshawn, especially if, you consider that. You know those narrow mirrors that you have on the back of like a closet door? Yeah, he can't use those.
Uh-uh.
So like if you want to body shame me and talk about, useless height and all that stuff, useless height, I didn't have to pay for college.
Yeah.
So how useless was it? And then, the whole idea of empty inches. I mean, you thought it was a funny line? That shows you, Bart, you've said this about them. They don't know funny.
Yeah.
You said something that was like, you guys thought it was funny to say as a man, empty inches? Really?
Yeah.
Like, and you said that thinking you were making a joke about me?
Hey, phrasing!
You don't even know what you just said.
Empty inches from the Blue Trojans.
You know what? That's fitting, right? That they wouldn't understand the idea of every inch is useful.
Come on, snug fits.
Let's do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It just shows you that every time they try to trash talk us, Like, they screw it up every time.
Yeah.
It's like they make a joke, and then we just look at them like, what?
And how fitting is it that Freddie Coleman is on their show, and like you said, he's supposed to be the impartial referee.
Bogus impartial. Like, yeah, I saw him in the cafeteria up at Bristol this week, right? He comes down with Justin Craig, and they're like, oh, let's do this video. It'd be a lot of fun. I'm like, no, because I don't want to be seen with the impartial referee and make people think, like, you understand, everything is stacked against us. We are a prop. We're not supposed to win. You understand that no matter what happens, they'll find a way for us. We will not be allowed to win. We'll not be allowed to be successful because that would be a disaster for that show.
Oh, yeah. Ah, we're Luca.
You understand that, right? No, Bart, seriously. It would be a disaster for their show if they lose to us.
Yeah. Disaster's going to come.
Like, it can't happen. It can't happen.
Make it rain.
I mean, I feel like... It's not to shock the world. We almost have to, like, the whole network will come down.
Yeah, like, whoa, what are we missing? It's all good. Kuda matada.
Yeah, you're not even, like, you're not into this at all, are you?
Because, listen, it's so pitiful. Right. It's so pitiful, man. It's like, bless their heart. That's the best they can do. We're so much funny, more funnier than they are.
Well, you are. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get back to the calls. We got Sam in Queens. Sam, what's up?
Hi.
You good?
I as a New York sports fan, I'm wondering how much longer this has to happen. The Red Sox suck. Patriots suck. Bruins just knocked out. But they still have a team that is about to go to the NBA Finals. Every time other teams are about to suck, they just have one team that stays in it. And I'm saying the Yankees are going to match it. But what are the chances that we're actually going to go to the championship? It's just like they always have one team that's still in it.
I'm thinking
Boston.
Boston's been like title town for a while. Dominated from 2000.
It's been crazy
till like probably last year.
Everybody won at least one championship. The Patriots, the Bruins, the Red Sox, obviously several, and the Celtics.
And we got two of everything. We have got
nothing
one.
For a decade. Nothing. I don't
it's okay.
Know.
Let's we not dwell listen. On that. The tides are changing, though. I tell you, I smell change in the air.
Do you?
I do.
D's in Virginia. D.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, dude?
I'd like to say three things. I do agree with the Ja Morant statement as far as him being like that upcoming superstar that everybody recognizes. As far as branding, mm-hmm. I think he deserves his own like Nike shoe deal. Mm-hmm. And also back to the Celtics and Heat, I think this series, if the Celtics win, this would definitely help Jason Tatum with his path to superstardom.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he is in line to be in the footsteps, skill-wise, of Kobe. He's been adding to his game every year.
I think you're right. If he gets...
He has to win it all, though.
Yeah,
can't just have an appearance.
If the Celtics can get... Like, think about it this way, too, because this is how you have to build it up. And I appreciate it,
too.
That's it, Bart. That's it. If Tatum gets to the finals, and it's the Warriors, and the Celtics can win, and Tatum is the finals MVP, that's like Giannis. You know what I mean? Like, that's very similar. It's, okay... That's your true arrival as a superstar, especially when you beat – like Giannis beat the Suns. They were a little compromised. They'd never been there before. Chris Paul's been a loser, you know, in the past. So
he got a lot more credit from beating KD because KD almost carried that whole team by himself.
Oh, yeah. But if you beat the Warriors
– the golden
child.
And
you are the main guy in the finals. Oh, yeah. I mean, that has to vault you into superstardom, doesn't it?
Exactly.
He's appealing.
The fact that he's 24 – like, who will he be one of the youngest champions of all time? Like, main guys that are champions? Because I feel like Magic won one early, but
Magic
everybody else had to struggle.
Young, yeah. Oh, we got more of your calls coming up. Bart and Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.